Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. And thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Nothing But Net, featuring Braden, Josh, and Drew. And on the show, we end up focusing a bit on .NET domains, somewhat unintentionally, and we discuss whether we're seeing an uptick in .NET domain sales and values and what that might mean for the domain space. So along those lines, we play the domain game featuring super.NET, science.NET, vibes.NET, and IBL.net. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some .NETs coming up for auction, including broadcasting.net, optics.net, and petty.net, along with a bunch of other domains as well, such as playpool.com, stepin.com, and hydration.org. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with views.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And a huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates domainmanage.com, which is a global sales platform, and brandable.uk, a marketplace for UK and co.uk domain names. And big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Repeat Davidson. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain investors ourselves. Yeah, these are the experts, the OGs. The Repeat Davidson is a... Drew says I repeat myself sometimes when I'm summarizing
things. No, you don't just repeat. No, it's actually not about repeating yourself. You do that too, but it's repeating. It's summarizing and repeating what everybody else has already stated.
Yeah.
But you're doing it in a way as if it was yours.
You only do that. It's remarkable. You only do that. You only do it every time.
It's part of, like, you know, trying to center the conversation, make sure everybody's clear on what we've said. You know what I'm saying? What we've talking about. So
We have an intelligent audience, and
look, I got mad love for our audience, you know what I'm saying? But you're giving them a lot of credit right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing, people. I love y'all. Hey, that's what it is. I get disrespected. I'm just kicking.
Billy.
It's what it, you hurt me. I have to hurt. I have to push the pain out onto others, you know? Speaking of Billy, it's how it works in-house with Billy. Drew screams at me. I scream at Billy. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything's rolling downhill. That's how we do it. All right. Let's keep it moving. We got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We talk about what's going on with them. Then we go into the domain game, where we hear about what they recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score, get some swag to the winner. Then we got NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got grand closing, where we discuss anything we have not already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. We got my boy, Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, the Viscount of Woodland Hills. Not that your domain is worthless, it's just that it's worth less. What's up, dude? What's happening?
Good to be back.
Yeah, guess who's back? Back. I get to do the M&M thing.
It's a bummer. I haven't been on for a while. I was busy not being invited.
Hey, man, you were very, very busy not getting the call. Yo, I feel you.
Yeah, it's super hard. That shit's hard.
Oh, come on, man. It is all good.
But I came back representing. Look, I'm wearing.
I love it. That's what it is.
Absolutely. I love it.
Being sure,
I'm back strong.
Buddy.
It's a strong comeback.
I would wear mine too if I ever got one, JT.
Dude, just come to the house. I literally have like a pile of them, and I got one like that probably actually has a post-it with your name on it. So, you know, anytime, man, anytime. You just gonna have to play a little bit of pickleball when you come over, you know? So, and I know that feels like work to you now, but, you know, like, especially with somebody like me, but it's you know, but we got the ICA thing coming up in January. I have not played since then. Amar's gonna be mad because he's like, man, you got to get your game on, get to work. But
I've also not been playing lately because it's been so hot. There's no indoor courts that are close by, and it has been so hot here. It just finally cooled off this week, but it was like 116 degrees. There's no way I was going outside in that sun to play.
That's crazy, man. That's definitely too hot. It's been really wet here in Florida. Florida's been insane the last like 2 weeks.
First nice day today in a while.
Knock on wood, man. Because we had a pretty dry August. It was hot as usual, but it was dry, which was nice. And then the minute I said something where I'm like, oh, it's been pretty dry, I haven't been too wet. Then all of a sudden it was like 2 weeks of just crazy, never, like, can't go outside, like pouring down rain, just, you know. So it's good that we'll slide into the fall weather, which is where it starts to get nice out here. All right. Well, welcome back, Braden. It's great to have you. Great to see you, and excited for today's show. Let's keep it moving around the horn. To my lower right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. Arr. What up, dog?
Sup?
Sup with it? All right, cool, man. You got anything interesting going on? What's up? You're like, you back in the saddle, getting some work done? What's happening?
Yeah, today, for whatever reason, actually happens to be a very lucky day for me. I don't know why. It was funny. I woke up and a series of very small, inconsequential things just started aligning today. It was very, very interesting. And by the third one, I designated that today was a lucky day for me. So that's what I believe. I'm sticking to it.
All right.
And the luck has continued. Again, nothing material or, you know, particularly consequential, but just a series of, you know, say daily life smoothing events that have worked out in ways that didn't to go that way, but they did consecutively. So today's a lucky day. I'm sticking with it. And I'm breathing deeply today. I'm trying to just get grounded because I think that Armageddon starts tomorrow. So that's it.
So a couple things. You know, you got like the opposite of like, if anybody has kids, you know, who's ever seen the Lemony Snicket and the series of unfortunate events for you. It's a series of fortunate events, which is cool. So, you know, for those of us who are football fans, and
that's because fortune favors the bold.
You know, so there you go. Fortune favors the
bold. Opposite of bold. If you're timid, very little fortune in your destiny.
That's a good point. That's very, very, very true. If you're an Eagles fan, you're not feeling fortunate today. We lost a game last night. I say we, you know, like I'm on the team, but it was a crushing defeat where we call it a come from ahead loss, where they had a lead. Basically like a 99% chance of winning. And they gave up a drive to the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons, who won in the last second. So all my Eagles fans are feeling pretty, pretty shitty this morning, including my kids. But, you know, it's how we roll. You know what I'm saying? It's how we do it. But for those who it is a series of fortunate events, then you know what? Let's lean into that today. I like it. I like that. Let's go. Let's get it. All right. So with that, let's keep it moving. Below me, I got my boy, the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady. I like how you're still rocking the blonde, man. You've been doing the blonde thing heavy now for a minute. And a.k.a. I don't know. I don't have a pickleball like a good pickleball, a.k.a., but we got to.
Oh, good, dude.
We got to come up with something. You know what I'm saying? So, but what's good with you, man? What's happening?
Pickled eggs.
Pickled eggs.
Man up. Just doing my thing. I'm coming out of domain name retirement the last like 6 months after not really working for like a few years and getting back on the grind and excited to be working again and feeling good, feeling healthy, feeling fit.
I feel like you're making some, you know, strong contributions on domain Twitter.
Yeah, I took a few years off domain Twitter. I'm coming back.
Coming back strong?
Coming back. Yep. Got things to do. So, got to engage with the community again.
Okay.
It's fun. There's some good people out there.
Yeah, agreed.
Dude, I mean, that's our people. That's our community. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Like, so it's what, you know. I don't know. I got to keep it moving, though. I'm thinking I don't want to just summarize what you said.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, I enjoy communicating with most of the community, you know? There's one or two people here and there that will, you know, pulling your strings, but it's no big deal.
Look, I think it's like that in any space. You know, it's funny, and you and I talk about this kind of thing, but, you know, you've got people in all, especially when you're online, right? And you got social media access and all the stuff, like, get some weirdos that like will just literally, like, you know, like you said, pull your strings, push your buttons on some real weird dumb shit. But overall, man, domain space is where it's at.
Are you saying I'm weird?
Not you necessarily, but you definitely push buttons. You know what I'm saying? you know, I wouldn't say normal.
I love me some buttons.
You love you some you.
I enjoy pushing buttons as well, but it's to be able to do it the right way.
You might get upgraded to host on your first show back.
You don't like, I'm talking a little bit of smack, you know what I mean? But no, look, this is why we love going to domain conferences. This is why Braden goes to all the domain conferences. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know.
I posted that on Twitter the other day.
I'm still trying to figure out why Braden goes to all the domain conferences.
They're like, he's like, say less. You know what I'm saying? Somebody hits Braden up and they're like, hey, Braden, we're thinking about it. He's like, I'm there.
You know, like, don't have a lot to do, man. I got all kinds of time. So,
hey, dude, look, it's a great college. I mean, and hey, you are in a position to be able to globetrot and do your thing. Your domains make you a bunch of dough, and you're just, you know, and this is your thing. It's awesome.
It's the one thing I can talk about intelligently. So why wouldn't I do it?
We're all here doing what we do, and it really is all in good fun.
Let's go back on the domain game. Let's go.
All right, let's go, guys. All right, we're gonna move ahead of the domain game. As you all know, we keep score. We get some swag to the winner, such as the hoodie that Braden's wearing, the hoodie that I'm rocking. Let's go. I got the other version. Ooh. And so, Braden, what's good, man? It's been a minute. I know you got tons of sales. I mean, I've been seeing you've been absolutely killing it. And you know,
they just keep coming. I'm almost 4 million in sales this year. And which is a record for me already.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's
can you share at, like, what your typical year? I mean, if you're doing 2 to 3, is that a good year? Is that like,
yeah, I'm usually like, you know, 2 million or like 2.3 in that range. And I've almost doubled that already and it's September. Yeah. And Q3 has been super strong. I had a bunch of hits, including my biggest, which I can't report, but I had a big sale just my last one a few days ago.
Let's go, man. Well, congratulations, dude. That's awesome. All right. Well, you got one that you can't disclose or a buy that you want to talk about?
Yeah. I got something. It's only that one, which there's no NDA, but they're looking at more of my names and I don't want to piss them off.
So. Oh, hey, dude, I'm totally with it, man. It's
All right, so I've got a sale.
All right,
I've got a. Let's go with the .net.
Oh, okay. Right. .net. Super. I just picked up a .net that I was super happy about. Go ahead.
Super .net.
Oh,
Ooh, okay, okay.
Now, wait, why? Tell me something real quick. Why does that ring a bell? Didn't we talked about that on the show?
Did you buy it in a NamesCon auction?
You bought that recently. That was like a GoDaddy auction super recently, right?
Snap names, NameJet. It was like 3 months ago.
Two.
Yeah, super recent.
Yeah, 2 month old.
Oh, man, yeah, because I wanted that name. I don't remember if I bailed because of the price or I just missed it, but that was a banger. That was a great name.
I was on that name. I was like, nobody's getting this name. I was watching it.
All right, let's go. Get your phones out. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
All right, Josh, if you're ready, 3, 2, 1.
He's counting down.
Right, I'm going to just leave the stupid fucking number I got on my thing because you fucked me up with the rush 3, 2, 1
Why
bullshit.
Are you always cheating, Drew? Why? Why, dude?
Cheating? This motherfucker sees me typing my number. And he starts,
I didn't see you typing. I thought you were done, man. I saw you typing. How long does it take to type in a number?
First off, I don't even know what y'all wrote. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
let's care turn about what y'all let's wrote.
Much is better anyway.
I'm low. All right. I'm at 20,000.
Low? That's like what he paid for the fuck. He probably paid 12, 15. And something like that.
Hey, all right, so I'm at 50,000, dude. He's the host.
I'm at 50,000. Drew's at about 75,000. What was your number? 77,499.
You were at 20. What do you think?
For the people who are listening, they don't know what I was at. They don't know.
I was supposed to be a 75, just for the record, but I put 77 because Josh, you know, he got me all twisted. But
no, you were actually at 74,995 or something like that.
Me, I never changed it. Mine was 77,499. Okay, I meant Josh to say 75,499, but I typed 77.
And so I'm at 20,000, but I did switch your 20 when they changed.
That doesn't matter anyway.
Ooh, okay, good. I like it. All right, go ahead.
Doesn't matter. I sold it for 150,000.
Oh, I almost put 149. And then I almost put the exact number,
but I didn't. And
Josh,
no, I did. I was going to put 49, and I said, I'm going to do half of that.
And Drew is right about my purchase price. I paid just over 15,000 for it.
Got it. Okay.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Great 15, name, though. Just a great name.
15 G's.
Damn, that's a nice 10. Yeah, 10X in 90 days.
Yep.
10X. 15 grand to 150 grand in 2 months.
2 months.
Bro, you talk about a series of fortunate events.
You sold it to a .com. You sold it to a .com owner.
I did.
We had the guy that bought super.com on this show.
No, not super.com.
No, but he's talking about who the, yeah.
Oh, I figured that, I figured super.com is the one that bought it. Who bought it?
Superfile.com, whoever that is.
Okay. I'm hesitant to even say this because I really don't want my audience to, you know, go out and do anything with this statement I'm about to make.
Don't say it then.
Because it is highly speculative and I'm extremely biased and I don't really have any evidence to support this except that Braden has maybe supported it a little bit with his sale here. That's clearly, it's an exception. It's an exceptional name, et cetera, et cetera. But I do feel that we've probably hit the bottom on .NET in terms of like user adoption, end user adoption, price in the market. From what I can tell, unless it's a name like a super.NET, people don't give a shit. Like you can pick up great .NETs for, you know, in the hundreds of dollars, one word .NETs, three letter .NETs that are meaningful, good letters. And that seems like the wrong price.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're cheaper than they've ever been before. 100%.
Yep.
People don't like them. I think they're sleepers because the thing is that it's a legacy extension. So to me, anything that's like not high tech, I think could be on the .NET. But I mean, you still see technology companies, which, you know, this sale was to a technology company. I still see them use .NET. It's still a good alternative for a .com, which is going to be 10 to 20 times more expensive if it's available, which is probably not, right?
Correct.
But the thing is with the .NETs, it's like it has to be a really good SLD.
Totally.
Like,
and it has to somehow and it has to somehow dovetail with the neck. Doesn't it have to? Although I would say, yeah, today it does more than before because it doesn't have the same SEO value that it used to have. And so I think it needs to have more brand power to make up for that. And I think to have that type of brand power, it either needs to be an absolute killer SLD or it's got to dovetail well with the TLD.
Well, I think the weaker the TLD, the stronger the SLD, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
So you could have any kind of weak SLD on a .com because it's so strong. But yeah. But if it's a .net, which is not nearly as strong as .com, you really have to pick up the other side of the dot, right? It really has to be a strong SLD. And a word like super doesn't, I mean, in June, I sold spring.net for $100,000. Spring is another great SLD.
Well, but I'm going to do
it. I wouldn't pick up a bunch of random words.
Oh, let's go.
I'm going to pump.net.
Yeah, let's go. That's what this is. Pump it up.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.
Well, no, look, this is what this whole place is for. All right. So, this is not about pumping.net. That is why I gave a preface with guys. I wouldn't necessarily take action on what I'm about to say because, you know, look, I can afford to go buy a couple hundred killer.nets, put them in the portfolio and write it to zero. Right. But, this is not a get rich quick by any stretch of your imagination. You probably need a couple hundred killer.nets to get one sale because they don't sell well. I have a great portfolio of .nets. Braden has a great portfolio of .nets. They don't sell well. They don't sell consistently, but they used to. And I have just a tickle in the back of my neck that says, the price has gotten low enough, the adoption has gotten low enough that usually, the pendulum will start to swing back in the other way, but it might not at all. We might have gone straight through and now we've got all these other new TLDs and they're picking up the slack and they certainly have diluted, right? Because I've said this before, you cannot replace the number one, but you will have an infinite amount of dilution for number two because it's always only as good as the next best alternative. And the next best alternative could be a .co or it could be a .io or it could be a .ai or it could be a .dot whatever, .dot, you know, care, .dot what, whatever it might be. And so there is a limit and we are not in any way trying to pump .net. We have, we are just making an observation. I'm making an observation that I feel like we've probably hit the bottom. But that might be exactly where we just keep falling. So, who knows?
Yeah.
I think that was a hell of a .NET sale. Well done.
Yeah, with any alternate extension, it's going to be very, very name and situation specific. You know, hard to, you know, kind of pin that down into a trend, except for the fact that, you know, I one thing I think that I always come across when you're talking about alternate extensions other than .com, the newer stuff, you still run into some friction trying to use those for your business, trying to transfer the shit to certain registrars, things like that. Like, you know, the nice thing about .NET is that it's as, you know, pretty much as, call it, you know, flexible or malleable or usable as a .com, you know? So you're not going to run into email. You know, we had Leanne on the show talking about email blacklisting and things like that. And, you know, when you think about other sort of functional aspects of a domain name, you know, just today I was trying to move a .io to a register, you know, transfer from one registrar to another and, you know, and all the .nets, .orgs, .coms were easy. .io, they're like, you got to call us, you know? So it's like, I mean, that's a pain in the ass. So, you know,
what registrar are you transferring into?
Hey, it was Hover, actually. It was Hover, you know, that couldn't do the .io like kind of quickly and easily, you know what I mean?
All right, so, no shout out to Hover around here. Woo!
I know, right? And I know, I thought the same thing. Well, then I'm like, immediately regret all my life choices, you know? It's like... based off of the inability to transfer one name, I'm like, consolidating. And now this is, I'm going to still have to keep a name at NetSol. No. shout out to NetSol, though.
Once a NetSol guy, always a NetSol guy. He's like, if I have a phone, I want to do business with you.
Shout out to NetSol, man. It's all good. Look.
Oh, wow.
If you want a registrar that's never going to release your name, that's the way to go.
Well, for the record,
for the record, they also have the highest rate of domain theft as far as I'm aware, that is an opinion. That is not a fact. But it just so happens that as I'm out, you know, these days I'm not as active, but, you know, when I was out, let's say between 5 to 15 years ago, when I was literally every single day shaking the domain tree, you know, banging on doors of end users, trying to see, you know, if they had a domain that they didn't know what it was worth, doing, chasing down, you know, hunting unicorns. I would say, you know, one in every 50 to 100 names would end up being stolen, or there was some controversy, there was something. And I'm telling you, it was, you know, near 100% of those rows at Netsol.
Yeah.
I don't know why or what have you, but
I know why, because at the time they didn't have any kind of two-factor authentication.
Yeah. It was social engineering. These thieves, and I think things have changed.
We implemented some things right back then, right before
we did
some
stuff. We did some stuff.
They have changed some systems. They still have a long ways to go, but they have made improvements. But it was really an issue that people could socially engineer their way into these Netsol accounts and get valuable names. And I saw it firsthand. I saw it happen.
That's where all the old names were.
That was good. That was the point I was going to make. As the oldest registrar, you know, they had a lot of names that were
survivorship bias.
Well, and also, you know, names owned by companies that were now defunct, and, you know, people that were now dead, and, you know, things like that.
People that were now defunct
businesses
and companies that were dead,
which made them also ripe for sort of some issues and things. So
I will say this also about Braden Sale real quick, because I feel like we should have mentioned it. One of the reasons why, without a doubt, why it sold quickly after he acquired it is because it came from SnapNames. It was likely at Netsol for 20 years under privacy, hard to get in touch with the owner, and there's some pent-up demand, right? So he gets the name, he puts it up for sale, suddenly there's a landing page there saying 150K, boom, someone sees it who's been looking for that domain for a while, and they buy it.
That's a great point, Josh. Fuck, man. Look at you.
I'm glad I made that point before on this show.
Almost all that was right except the landing page.
Original. Okay. Just took another Drew original. Sorry, man.
I'm joking, man. But it's an excellent point. It's an excellent point that I made before.
Best point on the show. Made by Josh. Yeah. On a great sale made by Braden.
Hey, that should go on X when you're like advertising for the show. It could be me giving a rant about how much I know about domains as opposed to Drew. How about that?
I'm in. Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Well, congratulations, Braden. Great stuff. Super awesome. Coming on the tail of a pretty awesome stretch for you too. So good stuff. All right, Drew. What you got?
What do you mean it's the tail of a stretch? I'm in the beginning of it.
Okay. All good. I'll just say, man.
It is true. I mean, it hasn't tailed off yet. So.
I hope this continues.
Keep going.
I hope Q4 crushes Q3.
There you go. I love it.
I think I'm cautiously optimistic. There might be a bunker in the fairway between here and there, but I think Q4 will be a lot of liquidity, let's just say.
The problem is that as individuals, it's hard for us to like have any kind of assessment unless you have tens or hundreds of thousands.
Well, that's it. You got to have a sufficient, breadth of your portfolio to, really have any macro correlation.
Yeah. That's fair.
Otherwise it's just, luck of the draw.
Anecdotal, baby. It's just anecdotal. All right.
Who's
got
a name?
Drew, it's on him. By yourself. All right. What do you got?
I'm gonna change it up. I had one I was gonna do, but I'm gonna do a different one now. So I'm
because
gonna do
it was
that
a .net
I was talking about.
And you don't want to. Yeah.
No, we're gonna keep pumping .net right now.
All right. Nothing but net. Ooh, nothing but dot net. That could be the new
nothing
title.
But net.
Nothing but net. That's so good. That's so good.
That is good. I like that. I got to say the name, I guess. Science.net. Science.net.
Sell?
Buy or
purchase. Purchase.
Science.net.
I'm like, I think I don't know what we paid for this one. So.
Ooh.
So I get to participate.
I don't know, Drew. You look awfully happy with yourself, bro. You got a cheap?
Huh?
You got a cheap, huh?
I it might be cheap, might be expensive. I don't know.
All right. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, flip it.
Oh, JT.
Oh, I don't even know if we've ever had a tie like that before.
Yeah, so Braden's at 5,000. Josh and I are both at 7,500 on the dot.
Okay, so both of you are going to say, are going to want to take the over. So go back and type in a new number.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because then somebody will okay.
Because the best option would be taking the over. So,
but forget it. Because Braden got it. You nailed it. It was $5,000.
Oh well, then Drew's like, fuck that noise. We're not going to waste time.
I feel like science. I feel like science and .net go really well together. So,
that's awesome.
That's it.
I really like it.
I think it goes together super, super well. It's a name I'd actually tried to acquire multiple times. The first time was for a client in 2015 or 16. And now I will say that this was part of a bulk package that I purchased. But, you know, I'm not playing any games. It was literally alliterated. This name, this price, this name, this price, this name, this price. So nice. $5,000 is what was allocated for that name. And I think it was a steal. I love that name. I mean, science.org is the American Academy of Sciences. It's one of the highest ranked websites in the world from a domain rating score. I think science.net is almost equally as good as science.org. I would almost never say that in other contexts, but science.org, I'll probably give a little leg up, but science.net is also, it's Science Network. Like, that's kind of awesome. Awesome.
That's retail. Like, that's a minimum $50,000 name all day long. I mean, I price it higher than that, but I'm saying $50,000.
Me too. Because it's one of those names. It's like, I don't know. I couldn't even imagine utilizing it in some capacity in the future and, putting it into a foundation, whatever it might be. And so,
Drew's been saying that show a lot recently. Like that.
Yes, right. That's what I'm saying.
Why is he saying it so much recently? He said
it was anti-development, but lately it's like every name we talk about. It's like, we could probably do something like this. I'm like, who are you, bro? What's going on?
It ain't going to be, these fingers are never going to develop shit, right? So it's, can I find somebody who...
Can you finger somebody? What is going on, though?
What are we talking about? This has gone
so far off the rails. it's okay. So... We're getting outside our comfort zone for sure.
Hey, Josh, you got a name?
All right, so Josh, you got a buy or a sell? What's up? What's up?
All right, I'll do a .net too. I was serious.
Nothing but net, baby. Nothing but net.
.net. A sell. All
right.
We are not going to be able to get .nets anymore.
No, this is it. We're just changing the game.
I know, this is it. Yeah, we need to go hard. The next 48 hours is just... Buy all the nets in the market because they're going to be done.
I just sold vibes.net.
Vibes?
That was also a recent pickup. That was within the last year.
So I recently picked it up, and then I also recently sold it on a payment plan, and they defaulted. It was 12 months. They defaulted after two payments, and then I just sold it again.
Oh, nice. Look at you, man. The gift that keeps on giving.
Vibes. Yeah, we did the same thing on HushHush.com. We had HushHush.com sold, great price. They made, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 payments. No, they paid like 8 months, and then they went, they walked away. And then I think it's even the same buyer. It's a different guy, but I think it's a related entity. Came back, bought it again for more than the original price, and start paying again.
No. So,
yeah.
Well, let's see what's good on the second time around. What are we doing? Let's go. Oh,
all right. Hold up.
He sold vibes.net. Vibes.net.
Vibes. Vibes. All right. Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Let's flip it. All right. So on the high side. So Brayden's $5,888. Drew is $9,895. And I'm at $30,000. So
the first time I sold it earlier this year was on 12. It was 12 payments at $37,888.
What?
Whoa! Hold on. They
defaulted on that shit.
And then I raised the price to 50, and someone just bought it for 50 over 6 payments. So what? I got the first payment. I'm not doing more than 6 payments anymore. So
yo,
50 over.
Yo,
50.
Forget about everything I said about the pumping the dot net market. The shit is on fire. The bottom's in. You know, let's go wild.
Yeah, I never would have priced that high.
Yo,
wow.
I feel like
I feel like dot net. Get it?
I feel like dot net making a comeback in the domain industry is like almost like
it's a sign of something, you know what I mean? It's definitely
it's like the NFT market or something.
We're gonna have to take this whole episode and put it on the show.
.net Yacht Club.
We're not gonna be able to buy .nets anymore.
.net for the culture. .net for the culture.
The .net Yacht Club. But I like I said, that was the dunk with the hand in the net. So it's a
I was kind of funny, you know. Almost like, you know, it's like a little round the horn, like, oh yeah, I've been doing a little work in some .net. Oh yeah, me too. I did a little work in some .net. It's like little work I got going on over here in .net.
I thought he's like, yeah, I have a little sale, a little .net sale.
That's cool.
All right, well, so here's where we are then.
Pulling a fitty out on a very, I mean, vibes.net, I would never have the audacity to price that at 50 grand, to be honest.
It's a good SLD.
That's a good
all
name.
My .net's like price of a brick going up.
Well, and vibes is a relatively current, common, kind of cool term. Super. I mean, vibes is a thing. Vibes is like, you know, vibes is the vibes.
We own goodvibe.com.
Yeah. All right. Nation.com. Here's the thing. Go ahead.
Bro, goodvibe.com is underpriced, Drew.
How much is it priced at?
$99,000. Underpriced. I priced that.
It's singular.
It's still good vibe. Bro, there's a lot of companies that are using that brand. It's taking in over 100 TLDs. Price that shit at $250.
Weren't you gonna go in and reprice my portfolio? Wasn't that something you?
That's on me.
Didn't JT arrange that?
I did. We talked about it. I got to send him a list.
Take you out to dinner, pay for dinner, give you a little kiss on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna give me a little portfolio pricing.
Wait, is Media Options paying for these dinners, JT, or is it you, bro?
Technically it's me, but you know, Drew will take credit, you know what I'm saying? He's like
you can good. I think you could expense that dinner.
Yeah, well, I expense it on my side, not to the company, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, all right, well, look, Dope. Here's where we are, though, from a competition standpoint. I've got a point. Braden's got a point, and I believe Josh has a point. So right now we got a three-way tie. And Drew, do you have a .net buy or sell? We got to keep it .net. Like, we got to – you got anything?
.net all the time?
We got to do nothing but net otherwise.
All right. Nothing but net. All right. Let's see. Let's see what we got. I'm sure I got something. All right. All right. I got one. All right. Should I do a buy or a sell?
Sell.
To you, man.
No.
Yes.
Beam.
All right. IBL.net. IBL.net.
And that's a sale.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's a tough one.
That's a really tough one.
I think I'm kind of out on this one. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what we sold it for, but I'll let this one go between Braden and Josh for the championship because I have a general idea. So.
And you have all the swag sitting in your house anyway.
Exactly. But I still want to win. You know what I'm saying? It's still just the competition piece of it.
I'm
like, I want to take the victory lap. All right, let's get it. I like what you're doing, Josh. I like the reveal up top. All right, boom. Let's go, Braden.
Okay.
Flip it. Ooh.
I can't see what Josh has.
Braden's at 15,500.
Josh, basically, he's the over, you're the under.
15,888.
The under wins. The under wins. Braden under. Wins.
Braden with the win.
Again.
It was, I sold it for $98.95. And it's an interesting one. I think I might have actually already talked about this on the show, but we sold IBL.com for $280,000. And then in like a brokered transaction. And then I forgot we even had IBL.net to go with it, and it had a bin price of $98.95 on Afternic, and somebody just came in, and I'm sure I'm probably the same buyer. I'm sure.
Scooped it up.
Let's see. Yeah, they just grabbed it at $98.95 to go with their .com. Oh, actually, yes, doesn't even still on the Afternic lander. That's weird. Let's see who bought the .com. That's also on an Afternic lander. It is the weirdest thing. Domains are so weird. We've said this a million times, but it's like you sell domains for hundreds of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. Never resolve. It's the weirdest thing. If I bought something, I don't know, like it's like buying a Ferrari and then just like sticking it in a garage in Nebraska and never looking at it. It's the weirdest thing.
Same. I had the same experience. I last summer, a year ago, I sold fiasco.com. I never look up. I sell a name. I never look it up unless it comes up in conversation or something. But I sold Fiasco and everybody's like, what are people going to use Fiasco for? I'm like, I don't know. It still doesn't resolve. And it's been
literally a 404 page.
It's been over a year. That was over $200,000 that purchase on a bid.
Yeah.
I love it, man. To me, it's cool.
Just for fun, I'm going to tell you the other .net that I was going to talk about that's a buy, not a sell. And it's Teladoc.net. So nice. Telephone doctor network. Teladoc.
$2,000.
What do you think I paid for that?
$2,000.
No, I think you got it cheap. I think you got it for a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, $150.
Yeah.
Teladoc is a big deal. We sold did we sell teladoc.com? What did we sell? For telehealth?
I thought it was telehealth.
What did we sell?
I was gonna say.
Did we sell telehealth?
Pretty sure. Now I got to go into the
thing. Or Teladoc. We sold one of those key terms there in that field for a lot of money. And
Do I get that too?
Yeah, you got the cherry.
Right.
JT will sign the inside of the sweatshirt that he doesn't send you.
It's not coming. It's definitely not coming.
Dude, come on, man. You're already wearing a sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
So interesting. Teladoc.com forwards to teladochelp.com, spelled with an A instead of the correct E, which is super weird. I mean, Teladoc would be T-E-L-E, right? It's telephone, not teller. Oh, Teladoc Help looks like they were smart and got all versions, but only after being dumb and coming up with such a stupid brand. Interesting.
It is interesting, but good stuff. All right, so Braden with the win. We'll hook it up. Braden, we'll get you something. I got to decide. You know, we got to see what kind of swag. What do you get the guy who has everything? You know what I'm saying? So it's,
I don't have that hoodie, which you got on right now.
Okay, well, we can make that happen. These are, you know.
Yeah, look at all these end users. Teladoc dot everything you could possibly imagine. There's a Teladoc dot that.
Hell of that.
You know, that's the thing about, you got to know what you're doing. Right. Like you have the advantage of having these big .com sales. Right. So you already have some insight into certain industries because of these sales. But there's a lot of these sleepers that people miss the turn of extensions, or they miss industry terms. You know, I once sold many years ago, like 12 years ago, I sold ERPsuite.com. Like, you know, most people wouldn't know what that was, but I know what ERP is, and you know, it's a suite, a software suite. And I sold it for like $68,500, and after picking it up for like $800.
Yeah.
You know, and today
those are, when people talk about arbitrage, that is the arbitrage opportunity, not in traffic, but the arbitrage opportunity in domain values is it's knowledge arbitrage. Knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why when people say, well, you know, where should I start? I say, start within your industry. You know, pick up those terms within your industry that other people don't know, because that's your advantage.
Yep.
Well, and I think that's, I mean, when you hear about a lot of domainers' origin stories, it's kind of where it starts. I mean, and even Drew Birko Ham story was kind of like a sort of business related type of thing that led him down the path that then expanded into, you know, where we are now, you know, based on some familiarity. I mean, a lot of times when we talk to domain sellers, you know, people that are selling big names, it's like, oh, I registered this name years ago for a business or a business idea that didn't pan out. And, you know, even with the older folks that have, like, I don't know, by older, I just mean they've owned domains for a long, long time with some really like super premium stuff where, and they don't have a big domain portfolio, but they might have one or two killer names that they've owned for 20 years. It's like some oneword.com. Because they bought it for a business, right? And, you know, for actual use that then eventually, you know, selling for now hundreds of thousands of dollars, and in some cases more money than they ever made off of the business. So, you know, I do think the familiarity of trends and popular, usable type things, you know, obviously, like, you know, lends itself into to domain sales and stuff. So, yeah, well, interesting stuff, guys.
Curiosity. It's all about curiosity. The more things that you're curious about, the more you read, the more rabbit holes you go down, the more esoteric subjects you engage with and read about or listen about or whatever it might be. Just the more corners of the world that you touch, the more, let's say, luck you're going to have with finding these types of arbitrage opportunities. I mean, I'm just looking at Crunchbase right now at Teladoc. I'm telling you, I bought that domain for $151 on a GoDaddy auction like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And I guarantee you that I will sell that domain name, because I'm going to go tell Chris to go contact some of these people. I guarantee you that even on an outbound sale where we don't have as much leverage as when somebody comes to us, right? Or any of you, you always have more leverage on price when the buyer's coming to you versus going to them, right? But even so, I guarantee you I'll get $25,000 to $35,000 like this. I bet you within 30 days I've got a buyer at $25,000 to $35,000, probably price it at $50,000, and we might even get lucky and get $50,000 because there might be more than one buyer. You've got a Teladoc Singapore, Teladoc Philippines, Teladoc Argentina, Teladoc Brazil, Teladoc USA, Teladoc Health. It goes up, about. And that's what you want. That's what you want. So, .net for the culture.
.net for the culture. Domainer till the end. Tell the doc, bitch. won't change for no paper. Plus, I've been rich. It's, you know, I don't know. It doesn't really, it just happened. But it's good stuff either way, man. It's good stuff. Yeah. Nothing but net.
The good news is that you can be unburdened of what has been by, how does that go? You can be unburdened by what has been, by what will be. I'm not as smart as Kamala Harris. She's just got wisdom that allows her to say that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. We're going political. That's cool. We're going political. Well,
No. Talk about wisdom. It's just, you know, you can be unburdened by what has been.
Yeah. What will be. You know what I'm saying?
By what will be.
A word salad for 1,000, Jim. You know what I'm saying? <You're> 1,000. It's a hog. Alex? You know what
all
I'm
right,
saying?
Let's go. Keep it moving.
All right. Yeah. So that's the Dominion game. Congratulations, Braden, coming back strong with big win, big sales. It's all good. Thanks. A series Thanks. Of
I've been training. Events. I've been training hard. I've been that's looking for it.
Just been in the gym. In the gym. You ain't even been in the gym with us shooting. But no, great stuff.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, let's get into Namejecking and Jet. As you all know, this segment, whatever you want to call it, sponsored by Namejet. We go through a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. If it helps, you could go to the post on the Domain Sherpa website, and you can pull an Excel spreadsheet that has the list of domains that we talk about, along with things like the Estabot appraisal. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the time we record the show, what the order by date is, in order to make sure that you got your back order in so you can more easily follow and participate in the auction, along with some additional data, links, all that good stuff. So hopefully that helps get your auction on. And let's go through the list of stuff today. And let's start with Josh. Let's start with you, bro, and see what you like or what you don't like. I think we got about 14 names on the list today.
This is the one with, okay, playpool.com. I like that name.
Is it Playpool or Playpool?
Well, exactly.
That's what I thought when I looked at it. I thought it was actually pretty cool because, you know, I think the value that you see.
Hey, JT.
Yeah, here comes Polly.
Josh has Pete the Davidson. Floor right now.
But, all right, fine.
He's talking about what he likes.
I know, but I think it's a good point, what he's about to say. I knew what he was going to say. I wanted to say it.
What he's about to say is a good point. Well, let him make it then.
Fine, go ahead. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, so. I mean,
because it could be two things.
I think most people probably think of like playing pool, like billiards or whatever. But that's probably not really where the value is. The value is more in it being a brand or like a play pool is also like a place where you can like you play, right? It's like a one word. It's like a play pool.
Like a kid, but yeah, except that we call that a kiddie pool.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fine as well. That's still a valuable,
sure.
Term. So, I think it's
well,
also
and it sounds like play school, you know, and you know, or something like I don't know, is that a brand? But I think the idea of a play pool is like a thing. I gotta say what I've been.
It is at Pete Diddy's house.
Oh yeah, speaking of Pete Diddy, man, he just got arrested. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank God.
Take that.
if you type in play. Playpool meaning. First thing that comes up is Urban Dictionary. Euphemism for participating in an orgy.
I don't know.
That's Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Yo, the way did you say orgy?
Orgy. No, I thought that was called a cuddle pool. A few years ago in Silicon Valley, it got famous. The cuddle puddle.
Cuddle puddle.
That's still a thing.
Yeah, cuddle puddle. Oh yeah.
I don't know what you. I don't see any of that on my browser. I Google it and I get like literally things related to playing billiards. You know, that's a lot of
the,
like,
what I the entire description is interesting.
You know what? I'll tell you what's interesting is.
So you're saying it's a great name.
NAPA, NAPA, North American Pool Shooters Association uses playpool.io.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, wow.
Which is a terrible extension for that, for an association. I wouldn't use an IO, but they should upgrade .com.
Well, and also the first, the big domain that they have advertised on the homepage is poolshooters.com. It's funny, you go to playpool.io and the first thing you see is poolshooters.com.
Yeah, that's random.
All right.
Well,
so.
you know, this part is kind of over, so I'll talk about it. But we had a lot of clients over the last few years that I think this is may or may not be the case. You know, don't sue me. But it seemed to be a trend that a lot of really competitive spaces, the sort of magic trick for SEO was to basically start your own foundation or institute or association. And then you're now the, I don't know,
authority.
Let's talk. Yeah, you're now the authority, right? And so you can now have a non-commercial website that is authoritative and people link to gladly because it has authoritative information that is non-commercial and seemingly unbiased. And so you can get all the people in the industry to start linking back to it. You don't even have to ask them for money. You just start sending them articles that might be useful. And you tell them, oh, you can share this article. Just give us a link back. No problem. And so you publish all this high value content. You share it with all these people and you let them pull snippets or, you know, use your media or use, you know, whatever value you've created. You let them use it for free and then they link back to you. And that creates a lot of high authority. Then you can then use it. And this is a long game. This is not an overnight, you know, get rich quick scheme. And then you can utilize that, you know, domain authority to then link out to commercial properties that you own, right? And so we saw a lot of that over, let's say, the last 5-7 years. But it seems to be that with Google's latest update that that part is over. So my guess is if you go to that .io and it's immediately linking out to this other site, it's probably something like that.
Mm. Yeah, probably. It's the same website on poolshooters.com and playpool.io. But I did that with one of my companies years ago, Ignition Interlock, my Ignition Interlock business. I had my company website, and then I had IgnitionInterlock.com, which was a national directory. And then I created like National Association of Interlock Providers or something like that. Like, and I used like the acronym on a .org, and it, you know, it looked like an association. It totally was not, but it looked like it.
Yep. And I can say firsthand, extremely effective. At least it was.
It worked. This is like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. All right, Josh, what else? So that's playpool.com. And that is also an interesting sort of factoid. Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I like naughty.com, NAUTI.
Okay.
Wow, we know where Josh's mind is at today. Playpool and naughty.
It's an orgy.
I feel like that's like a shortener for like Nautilus. Is that right? The right word?
Yeah, nautical. Well, nautical.
Yeah, well, Nauticom or something, I think, is also like, you know, as it plays out across.
Did I make up Nautilus? Is that a name?
No, that's kind of what
Nautilus,
I thought.
Nautilus is a name. Nautilus is a bivalve. It's a mollusk. Yeah. It's a mollusk. It's like a squid with a shell, kind of.
Right. Yeah. So except, I like that name. I feel like that's a good.
Naughty, you know, so there's Naughty Beach. There's a drink, Naughty, NAUTI. You know, there's clothing. There's a flip sandals or, you know, handcrafted.
Yeah,
sandals.
But that's all nautical. It's all water related.
Oh, yeah. Everything flows off of the nautical theme. Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. Short for nautical.
Pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
Pun intended.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I like those names. I mean, I like some of the .orgs as well.
What about the .nets, man? Remember, this is nothing but net. What do you think about the .nets? I'm actually adding in the chat two more .nets that I'm going to include on the list that aren't on there, but they're in the...
I personally wouldn't touch any of the .nets.
What was Mark Cuban's business? Was that broadcast.com?
Broadcom.
Broadcast, yeah.
That was broadcast.
Broadcom?
No, I thought it was broadcasting.com.
Yeah, it was broadcast or broadcasting. One or the other.
I won't be bidding on any of the .NET. It's like actually legitly. I just broadcasting .NET.
Yeah, meh. Cuban's thing was broadcast.com. It's what he bought and sold. $5 billion or $6 billion. So, but those are a couple of the .NETs.
Back when that was real money. Yeah, broadcast. In 1999, $5.7 billion. In 1999.
Oh, shout out to Mark.
25 years ago.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what.
That's like double today, by the way. That's like $12 billion dollars in today's dollars. Just FYI.
Well, it should be. But Mark, hats off. That was an absolutely amazing and at the time unprecedented sale. Unfortunately, he literally hasn't done a goddamn thing since then, except for the Dallas Mavericks, which turned out to be a great investment. But I don't think he's done anything that was of any material value since then. If you made $7 billion in, what was it, 90 what?
99.
Yeah, 99. I mean, you know, listen, you should have turned that. You should be sitting on at least 25 to 50 billion today. Easily.
I mean, he's done Shark Tank and he did, you know, and I would
wait,
think.
Well, yeah, he did Shark Tank. He got paid some salary to be on Shark Tank. Great.
No. But I'm just saying,
he did a bunch of loser deals in Shark Tank.
Time out. But hold on. So they bought the Mavs for $285 million. And then now the value is probably another $3.5 billion.
No, that's what I'm saying. He did an amazing investment with the Mavs. Outside of that, I don't think he's done anything material whatsoever.
I guess my point is that he made $6 billion at first, and then he did it, flipped another $280 million.
Well, I care billion. Just because, like, I think he's how much flipping. I think Mark Cuban is flippant and arrogant, and I don't think he's actually that intelligent. I listened to a long interview with him last week, and I was just like, Drew versus I was really trying. I was just like, I don't know, man. I don't think he's that smart, actually. Like, he has to be, because you literally cannot make. You can make $1 million, you can make $10 million, and not be that smart. You might be able to make, like, $25 million, $50 million. Not be that smart. But you don't make $1 billion without being smart. You just can't.
It's almost $11 billion in today's dollars. He doesn't have to do anything. With 11
My
million.
Point is that he had more than one win, right? He had the broadcast.com win. Then he sold that share of the Mavs that he bought for 200 and some million for 3 point whatever billion. I mean, that's $10 billion of you know, sort of.
I guess you're not listening, Repeat.
I mean,
the only
am
thing
I?
He's done with his life since then is investing in the Mavs. Everything else was a loser. Everything else. He had a company called CyberDust. He had some other company. He had a whole bunch of things he's done. Whole bunch. Every single one of them was a failure. And what I don't like is that he's out there hyping off, telling, you know, like, oh, Elon Musk, oh, he's not that great. You know, shut them. Are you out of your mind,
okay,
Mark?
That's
you freaking dump. You're like a dump.
Add...
You're like the dump somebody forgot to flush. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, a name that I'm going to add to the list, since it's available on Namejet in expiry, is petty.net. We're gonna go with petty. We're gonna add petty.
No, but I really
oh, come on, guys. That was
I'm
good.
So sick of armchair quarterbacks and especially the ones that are calling out people that are really productive members of human society. And I think he's really obnoxious. And I think he's owned. Somebody owns his ass, because I don't know. I can't explain it, but somebody owns his ass. Somebody does.
Well, it is interesting. He has definitely become sort of this, like, you know, he's the billionaire sort of across the side from, you know,
he's a hypocrite. He speaks out of both sides.
Well, if we're talking on the political piece, right? You know, you've got Elon and then the Peter.
No, I'm not even talking politics. I'm actually specifically not talking politics. I'm talking business.
All right. Well, I mean, I think it's interesting. It's funny. I don't watch a whole lot of Shark Tank. I've seen a couple episodes. And I'm sure there's a whole list of stuff and you know, companies and, you know, some wins, lots of losers. I mean, those are kind of intended, you know, there's almost like Y Combinator, right? They're not all supposed to succeed. There's going to be a whole lot of
failures. No, but I don't think, I don't know. I watched some documentary about it and I think there was like one company in all the episodes of Shark Tank, one company that they actually put money into that actually succeeded.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm sure that's even available out there and you know, they probably should.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
But yeah, but so all right.
Anyways, well, all I'm saying is Mark Cuban is overrated.
You know, so here's interesting. I'm just looking on Forbes for this year. So he sold his company for what we say 5.7. Is that what it was?
3.1.
No.
5.799, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, which is about 11 billion in today's dollars. Today he's worth 5.4.
Huh.
Yeah, with 3.1 of which he just got for selling his share of the Mavs.
But he's worth less than half of what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's useless. He
paid a lot of taxes. So he paid a lot of taxes, but still less than what he sold.
Yeah, fine. Okay, but he is a human embodiment of the misallocation of resources. The company that he sold was absolutely worthless. And I know it was worthless. It's not just hyperbole because it literally was sold. And then when they got it, they opened it up and they went, oh, steaming pile of shit. And they literally shuttered it and rolled it into the business. And that was it. End of story. It literally never went on to do anything. You can read the story of broadcast.com. It got sold and then it was the dead dog. It was like, oh, look at the dead dog we bought when we put it in our backyard. And, you know, so anyways, I would put it this way. I think Mark Cuban got very lucky and hats off to him. Anybody that gets 5.1 billion, 5.7, hats off. Well done. You did something right. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I can tell, you know, he's like somebody that won the lottery, and then a few years later, you check in, and all the money's gone.
Well,
except he happened to make one good investment into the Mavericks, and the Mavericks. Well, sports teams in general happen to be, and particularly NBA, happen to be this basically the single greatest investment you could have made, other than ultrapremium.com domain names and Bitcoin over the last 15 years. And so he got lucky in that sense.
So hold on a second.
I don't think he's done a single productive thing since that show, since that sale.
Mark is not my favorite person in the world, but he did do some good things. Like the money that he got from that sale, he wouldn't have got nearly that much if he didn't do. I mean, he had one of the greatest hedges of all time in the stock market, didn't he? That was the reason why he was able to extract so much out of the options, the stock options that he was given by Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was right around the dot-com bubble when it crashed. So he actually made more money because of his short position than because of his long position.
Interesting.
So you're saying that not only is he useless, but he's also a parasite.
Wow. Right.
Wow!
Whatever he did, yeah, whatever he did,
that's it. Gloves is off. You know, we dipping the hands in the glue.
He's just one of those. I generally try not to like talk about people that I don't know. I have no relationship to Mark Cuban. I've never spoke. I exchanged a few emails with him. He just is somebody that bothers me. Every time I hear him speak, he bothers me. When I look at his face, I can see he's not a sincere, honest person. He's not. I just don't like him. I don't like him, and I don't like the fact that he's supposed to be like a meaningful, person to listen to for anything. I don't think he's done anything worth listening to.
Well, speaking of people that are worth listening to, Braden, what do you think of the list?
Well, really? Since...
but I feel you, Drew. I do feel
so
you.
So I like fragment.org. I just because Fragment, I think, is a great SLD. And I think it'll hold on .org. Now, it's not going to be a high value name, but I mean, what's fragment.com worth, right? And take 5% of that, and that's what the fragment.org is worth. We talked about Naughty. Optics.net. I think Optics is a decent SLD. On the .net, again, it's not high value, but it's not worthless. It's just worth less.
It's worth less, baby. You got to use your tagline.
I like that. Hydration.org. That's what I got. And it's not the best list.
So now, like, back to the example we were talking about before. If I was like Gatorade, you know, I'd buy something like a hydration.org, and I'd start the Hydration Institute, you know, and I have a collection of all of the research that's been done on optimizing hydration, and, you know, have all these studies and
100%,
you know.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think that's a really interesting, cool approach, you know, and I thought that was a good nugget. All right. So that's, what about you, Drew? Let's go ahead and clean up on the list, and then we're actually getting close.
Yeah. I really like the Naughty. I just think that's a really cool abbreviation. I think it's got lots of utility, and I like the playfulness of it. I also like optics.net because that's just a big business. You know, whether it's optical lasers or whether it's glasses, sunglasses, there's just a lot. You know, you're talking about, oh, how many end users are there for optics.net? Well, I mean, it depends on the price range you're looking for, but if you're in the, let's say, $10,000 to $25,000 range, or let's say $5,000 to $15,000 range, there's literally, I bet you there are 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 end users in the world for optics.net. If you're in the 15 to 25, you know, maybe there's like 5,000. If you're in the 25 and above, you know, maybe there's a few hundred. But there are legitimate, serious numbers of end users for optics.net. It's just such a big business. There's also other potential use cases and meanings for optics. Optical networks are actually a thing. Optical circuits. So I don't know. I think that I like that name a lot. I also like Step In. I just think that's a cool brand. Step in the ring, step in the arena. Step In is Step In could be like a new fitness program. I don't know. Step In is just a cool brand. I really like it. I think that it's just one of those names you go, oh yeah, I know. I'm going to end up selling that name pretty quickly. Now, I don't want to own it for like some crazy price, but you know, if I can get Step In for $2,000 or less or something, $2,500, I think you're in the money.
There's a bunch of companies called Step In.
Step In is one of my favorites on the list as well. I thought that was a standout.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that turns me off to Step In at all, doesn't it turn me off is the wrong word, but turn me down, let's say, is that I think Step Up is even better. Mm-hmm. Step Up is a step above Step In.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how's that for a word salad?
No, but it's true. It actually made what you said made sense, though. You know,
on LinkedIn, it's 2 to 1. So there's more than that. So there's about 400 companies called Step In on LinkedIn, and 1,000 called Step Up.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that type of 500 companies on LinkedIn, though, what do you think, Braden? Is that, you know, a meaningful number when you're looking at companies in branding?
It's meaningful enough. Is it? It's the .com. Yes, it's .com. So yeah, it's not super high value, but if that was a sub $20,000 retail name, I think it's an easy sell with 400 companies that are using that name, that are using a version that's not as good as stepin.com for sure.
All right, I like it. All right, Drew, anything else? Like any last ones you want to mention before we?
The only other one I highlighted here was Ultra Wealth. You know, I think that, you know, unfortunately, regardless of who becomes the president, we're going to see a widening of the wealth gap. And I think things are going to get very difficult for the middle class. And I think the people in the upper class are going to make, especially the ultra rich, the ultra wealthy, are going to make more money than ever before. Just because that's the way that this works with the government printing money and increasing spending. So I think that marketing to the ultra wealthy is a winning prospect. There is an increasing number of these sort of retail-driven, ultra-high net worth, ultra-wealthy marketing businesses that I've seen popping up. And I suspect that's continue. And, you know, ultrawealth.com is a pretty cool brand. I think it's actually better than ultra wealthy.
Yeah, agreed.
Particularly at resonating with that market. And so I think it's cool. I think ultrawealth.com is an interesting brand that could be utilized for, you know, whether it was money management, wealth management, estate planning, luxury toys, charters, you know, a whole bunch of services that could be provided
something related to like something related to like family offices, like services.
Yep. Also, offices. Yep.
Or totally. Or like
that's exactly right.
Something like a coaching, or yep.
Also
some multi-level marketing scheme, something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I dig it. All right, cool. Well, look, we covered a lot of ground on the list. I know Josh has got to go. In fact, he's lacing up his kicks right now as he's running out the door.
Yeah, I got to run. I enjoyed chatting with you guys.
Oh, dude, as always, man. Thank you so much.
The
train.
I've got pickleball practice. Yeah,
pickleball practice. Let's
nothing.
Get it.
Hopefully, it's not nothing but net. But
there you go.
Exactly, not nothing but net. All right. Well, listen, Josh. Thank you so much, man. Since you got to go, and we're over time anyway. We're going to wrap it up right now. But you can go ahead and drop. I'm going to give these guys at least an opportunity to say something. You got anything to say on your way out? I guess not. He says, peace out. Right. All right. Well,
Irish goodbye.
Braden, what about you, man? What else you got? You got anything else before we shut it down?
I don't know, man. I'm glad in LA it finally cooled off. It was so hot here. And I was walking the dogs last night, and it was actually chilly. I was like, oh, thank God. I ran into a neighbor. She's like, it's so nice that it's cold now.
Yeah.
Air conditioning blew. It was 116 degrees and my air conditioning blew.
Oof, dude, forget that, man.
116.
Yeah.
You had 116. Oh,
yeah. That's well, awesome. One day it hit that. That was
nuts. That's rough.
It was pretty. Yeah, it was. And my AC went out, and it was 92 degrees. Downstairs. I have a separate a second unit for upstairs, so it was cool upstairs, but it was rough.
That's rough. Yeah, it's rough.
It's pretty bad. It's only gonna get hotter every year. Just keeps going up and up and up, you know.
Yeah.
But hopefully my sales, I'm a little bit of a streak. I hope that continues. Knock on wood. I got some deals in the works, so hopefully we see some more some more names on the board.
Love it, man. Love it. Yeah, well, we'll see. Q3 was good for us, you know. Hopefully Q4 will be some of the same. We'll see. We've got, you know, Drew alluded to it on the show earlier today. We've got the, you know, the Fed will come out tomorrow. Well, we're recording tomorrow, so it will have been after.
Yeah.
This will have already happened by the time that we air the show on Thursday, where they'll come out with whatever they're going to do with interest rates and whatever will fall out, bounce, drop, dip, whatever's gonna happen after that, we'll see. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting for sure. So but yeah. All right, cool. All right, Drew, what about you, man? Anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
Good. Well, listen, man, thank you for jumping on. Obviously, Braden, thank you for jumping
glad
on.
Glad to have Braden back.
Yeah, man.
Good to be back. Get it.
All right. Yeah, guys. And to the audience, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. As always, we appreciate it. Without you, there is no us, which I say, and I'll say it again. I'll repeat myself again and say it again and again, because I mean it. And it comes from
the
heart.
Just for the sake of the audience, just say, Polly, want a cracker? Just say
it. I'm not going to. No, one time. Like a parrot? Parrot?
Yes.
Oh, man. Polly, want a domain name? All right. Well, y'all, that is what it is. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa. Peace out, everybody. Good.